cliffcentral.com.
Anita Baker with Sweet Love. Bit of old school for you this morning. Some music doesn't date, though. It doesn't matter how old this is. It's still beautiful.
Yeah, agreed.
It's all right. You know, it's been a hell of a week. Last week, Friday, we spoke about VR headsets. Do you remember? And virtual reality. And how you film virtual reality stuff. And it was pretty amazing. Then on Tuesday, we spoke about, it could even have been yesterday, I'm not entirely sure, but we spoke about those drones, passenger drones.
Yes.
So today, we're going to talk about artificial intelligence.
Oh.
And we've got two guys popping in, Harmony Mutibe and Chris and Pile. They're going to tell us all about chatbots and AI and artificial intelligence, if you're not sure what AI is. They've got a company that specializes in chatbots. And they're very passionate about solving Africa's problems using artificial intelligence, automation, machine learning, and the Internet of Things. These are all things that we're fascinated by. And we're going to talk about chatbots, how AI is going to impact the world, revolutionize industries, supplement business, and job losses, etc. Let's get on with it. Let's talk to these guys. Bring them in, Lucas.
Let's also get their thoughts on what Elon Musk was talking about when he said that we essentially need to become cyborgs. That's the only way we're going to survive not being enslaved by AI.
Ooh. Are you nervous about machines?
Yes. I mean, if, you know, Richard Dawkins also warned about artificial intelligence and the risks that come with it.
Yeah.
So if really intelligent people like the Dawkins of the world and people like Elon Musk, who are right in the thick of technology, can warn us about these things, I'm definitely nervous.
Yeah. I just go, oh, well, you know what? If machines are going to kill me, too bad. I'd rather take a chance and live long. I'm not that scared. All right, so let's meet these guys. They seem like really interesting people, and we love to meet interesting people, especially people who are doing cool things. So, good morning, guys. Harmony Mutibe and Chris and Pile. Nice to meet you both. How are you?
Great, good, thanks. How are you?
Right. Well, you both answered at the same time, so I'm not even sure who said what.
Yeah.
All right. So, listen, guys. You do interesting stuff in the world of AI, artificial intelligence. People like Mabale are very nervous about machine learning and about artificial intelligence. Should she be?
Not at all.
Harmony, you sure about that?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Artificial intelligence is not necessarily going to scare people, and it's not going to take away the jobs and all that. It's basically going to supplement our daily activities.
Yeah, but I mean, if we believe what we read, that machines will eventually reach a point where they think faster than us, and then they'll think faster than us after that as well, and we are just moving at a biological pace, which is slow and evolutionary. Machines learn at an exponential rate. There is the possibility that they'll be way, way smarter than us in very, very short a space of time. And before we know it, we won't be able to pull them back.
No,
come closer here, Chris, and tell me about what you think of this.
No, absolutely. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to speak up. You're the softest speaker in the whole universe.
But I don't think the artificial intelligence is advanced enough at this stage. Surely, in time to come, it may be, but maybe that'll be like maybe 20, 30 years down the line. Right now, what AI should do is help people help them with their jobs or automate certain processes.
All the boring stuff that we don't like to do,
these machines can do.
The calculations and the balance sheets and all of that stuff. And there'll be less chance of human error there as well.
Absolutely.
So that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you guys, what is a chatbot for a start? Let's talk about that.
Okay. A chatbot is a service that you interact with via a chatbot form. So you interact with it as if you're chatting to one of your peers or one of your family or friends.
But it's non-human, right?
It's not.
It's a machine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is a machine, yes.
So, okay, apart from very lonely people, who needs a chatbot? I mean, Mabale and I, we talk every morning. We can't stand each other after 3 hours. It's enough.
Mm.
So the idea behind chatbots are to help you solve problems. more effectively.
Mm. So it would be like calling a call center, except there's an automated creature that guides you through things.
Not necessarily. So the chatbots are available to you 24/7. So this could help businesses, like you phone certain suppliers and you're trying to solve a query. You're on the phone for like half an hour just to get through to that supplier.
Okay.
So whereas you could just send a message and then they could send you a ticket number.
Yeah.
And they will facilitate the whole process for you and keep you updated throughout the process, which is much faster than, you know, spending hours on the phone.
So it's efficiency.
It's efficiency. Very efficient. Yeah.
All right, so besides those kinds of things, is there another use for chatbots?
Yes, absolutely. They could be used for e-commerce. So you could ask the bot, I'm looking for brown shoes. It'll go online, find suppliers with brown shoes, or go to one of your stores, and then they supply you with and get you a list of items. From there, you'll be able to select which one you'd like, and you can even purchase via the chat platform.
So in that sense, it's kind of like your personal assistant.
Yeah, so you get different, depending on what it's designed to do. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the AI, it's very, very narrow AI in the sense of it follows certain rules. So it tries to get the user to do whatever it's designed to do, whether it's buying shoes, whether it's getting a meal at a restaurant. It's designed to direct the conversation into that workflow. And it's not necessary. So you actually train the bot on how to respond to certain customer inquiries. And from there, so the more people that talk to the bot, the more it learns and becomes more smarter.
All right, I've got an idea. Yeah. Because I need one of these things to automate the RSVP process on invitations. That you get invited to this and that, and then there's a show at some. And I never go to any of these things. Mm-hmm. I need a bot to say, to automate that response sequence, to reply to every invitation and say, thank you so much. Wow, how nice of you to have invited me. I can't come. You can do that with a chatbot?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do that. You can set predefined questions, and then a chatbot will be able to ask those questions. And you can also set times, and then you can automate certain tasks and responses. And a chatbot is also reactive and can sometimes be proactive.
So really? Give me an example.
For instance, let's say you set up an interview. I'll just use the current instance. Uh-huh. You set up an interview with us, mm-hmm. and then we communicate with the chatbot, and you set predefined questions, and then a chatbot can keep on asking us, are you guys ready for an interview tomorrow? And then we can reply, say, yes, are we ready for an interview tomorrow? And then on our way here, I mean, instead of us calling you that, you know, we are on our way, or instead of us, the chatbot will just let you know and also communicate with us. Will tell us, are you guys fine? And then we can reply to a bot.
Okay. All right. So basically, it's just going to take care of all those things that we sometimes forget to do or we're bored with doing.
Yeah.
So, it's not going to be taking any high-level jobs.
No. And there's different platforms. So chatbot can be available on Facebook Messenger, WeChat, email, SMS. Uh-huh. So it's basically your major chat platforms. And from there, it can deliver services to you, which is, if you look at the stats, like most people spend 60 to 90% within Facebook. So Facebook released a stat that Facebook Messenger, more people on Facebook Messenger than Facebook itself.
Wow.
And so WeChat is very big in China as well. Bots are currently being more developed than websites. So it surpasses website development in China. Mm. And it facilitates the end-to-end process of ordering a meal, paying for it, and delivering of your meal in China.
It's just basically programming language, though.
Chatbot.
It's an integration of different technologies.
I mean, Mabali and I, when we think about a chatbot, we imagine an actual thing that sits there and answers. like a machine, like Yoda. He sits there on the table and you say, so Yoda, I need to know what the answer to 3 + 6 is. And then he goes, the answer is 9.
Yes, that's exactly what I picked.
9 is the number. Right. So is that not what a chatbot is? It's just programming language that works in the background, usually in an app or on a site or wherever it might be, and that's where it lives.
Yes.
Yeah, chatbots live in messaging platforms. Like you don't need to install chatbots, or don't need to buy a certain device called chatbots. You basically use them on your existing messaging platforms. You can use it on WeChat. It can use it on Messenger.
Okay. No, it sounds pretty cool. Obviously, it'll solve our problems. How did you two get into this? Are you both programmers? What's the background? Start with you, Harmony. Okay. Where did you get into all of this stuff? AI?
Okay, I've been in the world of IT. I've been developing softwares. I've been doing web development, digital marketing as well. So with all this knowledge, I decided to venture into. We both decided to venture into chatbots and then try.
How did you guys meet up?
We were once former colleagues.
Oh,
yeah.
At a company that you both worked at.
Yeah.
And you decided, screw this, we need to start our own business.
Yeah.
Because you're like the perfect geek couple, you know. I mean, look, when you meet someone who you want to work with and you've got good ideas together and you realize that you can do something and you don't need to work for someone else, that's quite a cool feeling, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's your background, Creason?
So I've also been in the software industry for over about 8 years now, over 8 years. I really enjoyed every part of it. And we're always looking at the next best thing. So app development. So website was initially where I started. Then app development came out, and then I moved into that. And then we're looking for the next big thing, and we know that this is the next big thing. And app development currently, we think it's on the decline, and this will surpass it in the future. It's the next.
So how do you guys make your money?
So we do development for companies.
Mm-hmm.
We create end-to-end solutions for them depending on the type of requirements they specify.
So if I came to you and I said, look, I'm running a business where we sell insurance, for example, and I need these bots to reply to people.
Yeah.
In the case of an accident, they're going to send a message to the screen and they're going to tell me that they've had an accident, and I need this thing to kick into gear and ask them where they are, what their number is, their policy number, whether they're in physical danger, you know, whether they got hurt, all these kinds of, and you can automate those questions to come up.
Absolutely. Also, you can also facilitate speech recognition.
So
the AI can even pick up your tone of voice. So if you are in an emergency, it could understand that you're in an emergency, depending on your level.
Yeah. You're screaming at the thing, right?
Yeah. And from there, it'll be able to put you high up in the queue if there's a waiting list to get to an agent.
Let me think of other places that could really improve my life. Filling in forms.
Yeah.
That would be one place we don't need to fill in so many forms anymore, right?
Yeah, definitely. These days, it's so hard for most of people, even myself, to queue. Like, I hate queues so much.
Queues, you can sort that out.
Yeah, you know, you go to a bank, you just want a signature or something, or you just want to get your.
You're collecting a card.
Yeah, you're collecting something, but you have to queue there for like 2 hours. I mean, if I could get that, if I can talk to a bot and then just ask for the statement or something else, and then get it within 5 seconds or even 10 seconds.
Yeah. That would be nice.
I am picturing Home Affairs benefiting from the process. I'm picturing.
But are enough people implementing this technology to make things easier?
Currently abroad it is quite big, especially in the US and Europe. In Africa, not so much. South Africa, I think we're one of the first people that adopted it. But we did hear of someone in Ethiopia that created a chatbot that actually simulates a little girl. And so what it basically does is it goes through her life. I think it's a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And it's just to bring attention to water shortages in Ethiopia. So this girl has to walk 2.5 hours every day to go collect water and go home. And this chatbot takes you through the whole process. So you actually experience what she goes through. You can ask her questions, and she responds to that. She sends you images of where she is, and it's like a whole 2.5-hour journey, and she takes you through the whole what's happening around her, and you can communicate her throughout the process, and she sends you images and things like that. So it was actually quite enlightening, and a lot of people found it amazing, it's like, and then you don't really understand what people go through, and through this technology you're able to understand, like, and create awareness of things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also big companies are investing so much money into artificial intelligence. Companies like Google, you know, Facebook, Microsoft, they're investing millions and billions of money into artificial intelligence. Just research.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Now, that's pretty amazing. So, guys, are you making tons of cash yet?
Oh, no, we...
Yeah, you're on your way to that, right?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty damn cool. Do you have a lot of clients already?
Yeah, we have a lot of potential clients, and we started a company last... The company started last year, so we're pretty much at our initial phase, but we do have like our own internal products and...
Do you build things other than chatbots? I mean, you're obviously interested in artificial intelligence and machine learning and all that stuff. So you're developing your own proprietary software?
Yeah, we're looking at doing something like that, yes.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, guys, good to meet you and good luck to you. It sounds like a really interesting business. Sounds like you're slightly ahead of the curve, but that's never a bad thing, right?
No, absolutely.
Are there a lot of other people who are doing what you're doing?
Not currently.
No. Yeah. That's very good. Carve out a niche for yourselves. I reckon people pay for this technology in a big way. All right, nice to meet you. Very good to see you. There
Thank you
so everybody.
Much.
So you've got to meet this morning with Harmony Motibe and Crescent Pile. They're talking about chatbots and artificial intelligence. If you want to know more, you can also find out by going to BotZA. That is your site, right?
Yes.
BotZA.com. Very good. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Interesting discussion.
Thanks.
See, Mubs, we learn something new every day.
Indeed. Huh? Indeed we do.
Even when we think that we can't learn, machines will learn for us. That's how it's going to work for us from now on. All right, let's get on with it. We've got lots more to do. Don't forget Alan Ford coming in later on with the Unview. That's next. That is my favorite song in the world at the moment. I love it. It is called Rockabye, and it's Clean Bandit, yeah, with Anne Marie. You remember we spoke about that? And Jean-Paul. Ben just told me that ETV, you know the channel ETV? That one that everybody forgets exists.
It's like somewhere on the DSTV 19 something, or just maybe channel 5 on an old TV.
Yeah, they've been trying to do something with that channel for the longest time. Remember, it used to be big because it used to have wrestling and B-grade porn on it.
Yeah.
And I don't know anybody who watch. Do you watch ETV? Mubs, do you watch it?
Mm-mm.
All right, see? I still don't know anybody who watches that channel.
Well, now they're having this thing with, they're having a bit of a fight with the casters. So late last year, they were saying, look, primetime news, dumb idea. We've got ENCA, we're cool. We don't need to have more news where we could be showing soapies or things people want to watch.
Mm.
And the caster were like, well, that's not what your license says, because obviously they were granted license provided they can do the tried and tested. Show a whole bunch of crap, but always have news in primetime.
All right, there are two things I want to get into on this. First of all, isn't it sad that no one watches the news, that people would rather watch soaps because it shows you how dumb our civilization is? I mean, watching soap operas, look, I understand people want an escape from reality. And, you know, if you get to watch people on a soap opera whose lives are terrible and who have these affairs with their cousins and, you know, they get possessed by demons and all the other stupid shit that happens in soaps, I get that. But it's such a waste of time to sit there every day watching a soap opera when there's actually stuff you could learn about the world. Just me. I'm not saying everybody has to change, but I find it kind of sad that people would sit and watch soap operas.
Sure. But at the same time, when you get breaking news, right, you get it. You don't go, well, I wonder what broke today in the news, and then you sit down.
What did you say? Breaking news?
Yeah. Like earlier, CF broke news.
Yes, he did.
Just like he could break wind. That's how news is broken nowadays.
Yeah, but Ben...
By the time 7 o'clock comes around...
So you're telling me that because ETV doesn't really care about news and they want ratings, they're trying to change things. Icasa says no. What do the audience want?
Well, the audience aren't watching the news, so the ratings are spoken.
But then, do you get your news from the TV?
No.
I still watch TV news sometimes. But it's the only thing I do watch on TV.
But then have a news channel.
Yeah, well, that's what I watch. There are 5 or 6 news channels that you can go through on the DSTV bouquet. You don't need to watch it when it comes on. Who rushes to get home, So, oh, I've got to make the 8 o'clock news, right? Nobody does that. Do you know someone who does that?
I don't know. Very, very elderly people.
Yeah.
They still watch the news, don't they?
And even then, what is the news? Because if you watch Sky News or CNN or BBC or ENCA or SABC, I mean, which one is the news? It used to be that the news was SABC News. Do you remember? There was an SABC News bulletin.
Yeah, that was like a go-to.
And every night it would be the most important thing you needed to watch. If you wanted to be informed. If you didn't want to be informed, fine, ignore it. I don't know. Poor ETV.
But the thing is, times do change. So who's really in the wrong here? Because E wants to go with the times or a cost of holding up what you believe is something important?
You apply for a license and the license is granted under certain license conditions. And you've got to stick to those if you want to keep your license.
Well, there is that, sure.
But I do think it's kind of, everything's changed. Everything's different now. And the way we watch TV, the way we consume all media has changed. I don't know a lot of people who watch TV news for the news. They get it off of social media. They find their own websites that they go to. Some people like to get RSS feeds from certain news agencies. You know, to each their own. I don't know whether we're better informed than we've ever been, but certainly there's more information out there. Where is Flaming Alan Ford? Let's bring him in here. By the way, that is his Twitter handle.
Yeah, it's not being derogatory.
Yeah, we're not looking for a fight. Al actually calls himself Flaming Alan Ford on Twitter. And here he is. Look at
it. It actually wasn't that. Lala Hiriyama. How you doing?
Not in red today, Alan. Positively subdued in blue.
Well, I'm anti-Valentine's a bit.
Why?
I mean, think about it. The whole thing is a bit pathetic.
Were you alone for Valentine's Day this year?
No, I went with a
friend. Mabale was, I was, Ben was, even though he's got a girlfriend, and Sia was. So you'd be joining us.
Do you know what I actually did? I actually wasn't alone. Mm. I mean, I went for a dinner. The person, my interest is in the Cape.
So is that what you call them? I mean, it goes from conquest to interest.
The love interest.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a lovely way. Firstly, have you ever done a Skype? Well, see, I don't carry around my computer, but like a FaceTime date before.
No, a full date.
Well, you put your laptop, or not your laptop, but your iPad, and then you eat and you talk to each other and you have a date.
No, I've never done that.
Date.
If you're with, I mean,
is this what you did?
No, not this particular time. But no, I did something else.
What did you do for Valentine's Day? Let's go question at a time.
I went to a place in Bryanston to drink because I was a bit like, I felt like I needed some nookie and I wasn't going to, I felt depressed, so I just wanted to drink. You know, so yeah. No, but I just went for, just to drink.
Were you depressed?
Well, slightly down.
I mean, and you were looking for a love in Bryanston, isn't that where you only find like housefraus?
No, not really. But the thing is that there's a love interest somewhere else. And so then I finished...
So you have an interest in the Cape and in Bryanston. That's good.
No, Bryanston was a just a drink.
Oh.
Bryanston. Jesus. Where did you go in Bryanston?
Tiger's Milk.
Okay. Did you find anything there?
No, I went with a friend just to drink.
Okay.
So you drank with a friend on Valentine's. A
couple of drinks, yes.
Okay.
And then I went home.
But then you've got a love interest in the Cape.
So I decided to join the Mile High or Internet Club of Sexual Experiences.
Oh. You had sex across Skype.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
None of you?
No.
Come on, Ben's quiet.
No, I haven't.
I'm trying not
to get a visual here. That's what I'm trying to do.
I'm nervous about...
But it's not... It's more like...
You don't know who else is watching. Like,
Who else is watching you?
Oh, Al. Do you know what? When I get home and I'm walking around, I don't walk around naked in front of my computer. I cover up that camera.
Oh, I'm nude all the time. I love it. I think you must flash.
Right now, you've got a camera on your laptop. Look here. You see this?
Yes.
That thing. You don't know when that's on or when it's not on.
No, but I mean... Okay, so this is the thing. So you do it via your cell phone.
Yeah.
And then I actually went on, I did it via WhatsApp video.
WhatsApp.
The WhatsApp video.
Okay. So I'm about to say WhatsApp was the new app that you've got that does various things with app.
So we're doing the WhatsApp video, and then you tune into your person, and then you're kind of on the amorous on either side of the line, and it's actually quite a wonderful experience. I really enjoyed it. I've never tried it before.
So you get naked and they
They're naked. Okay. And then like you talk to each other and then you do what you got to do.
Get all excited.
So, I mean, it's actually not sex. Really, you're only touching yourself.
Really. Yeah, it's masturbation.
Yes. Just, thanks for
you
that.
You may as well have porn.
I'm trying to be nice about it. No, but it's the person that your love interest. So you kind of, you're in the same zone. It's like phone sex to some extent.
Yeah.
What would you have done? Have you done that?
Mm-hmm. We've all had phone sex.
So this is a new, it's the upgraded version of technology, basically.
All right.
But the problem is, there is an issue. You must look at this. These cameras are not great, and the angle looks terrible sometimes.
Oh dear.
So it makes me quite. You know, I look like I have a double. I look like a frog. It's not.
Right, but don't
not the most. And then you see yourself in the corner.
Okay, but
that's the most terrible thing. because in the corner you're looking at yourself, which is a bit odd. Have you ever? It's a weird thing. So you're doing this, and you're looking at yourself in the corner. So it's like. And I said, I'm trying to put my finger over to like not look at myself.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, I look terrible.
No,
look like
you know what?
Like a bullfrog.
I understand exactly what you're saying. There is nothing pleasant about seeing myself like in that moment. It just completely grosses me out.
It also freaked me out slightly.
Yes, yes.
Seriously.
Okay, but was there a soundtrack here? Because, you know, another thing is the camera's not great, but the audio is like clunky.
The audio is really good, actually, because you put the little headphones in, you know, you get a little speak on the headphone. It's kind of quite cool.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing is, and then you've got to like get the angle right, and then you've got to show different positions.
Well, Alan, you're never going to get it right in the first time, obviously.
All right, so what do you show off first? What do you, if you're going to do a little dance in front of the camera?
Well, it's not a dance. You're obviously really lying.
It's not a peacock, Gareth.
It's not a strip show. I mean, it's
So what are you, sitting in a chair?
No, you're in your bed, man. You're lying down, and you've got to get the right angle. So you got to... You need a... You know the chicks, girls all got the stick.
The selfie stick.
I don't have that, but that would work. That'd be because you could get a better angle from further distance.
And higher up. You want the camera looking down.
Down on you. 100%. Yes.
You know, any lighting, any shot from below, you know this in TV, they call it monster lighting when they light you from below.
Correct. So that's interesting. That's the first thing. The second thing is
that monster angle.
You can't turn the lights off and so you have to have bright lights. So it's very clear. Because, I mean, so like initially... He had the lamp on and I had the lamp on. Then you couldn't see anything except that was so nice. So like, turn the lights on.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, turn the lights on. But here's the thing. So the selfie stick would really work. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I haven't done it again. We're going to try it again. I'll come back to you. I'm going to try it.
When are you going to? Tonight?
No, in Cape Town tonight. We don't have to worry about that.
Tonight you'll have the real thing.
I didn't say that, did I?
So you will get the lights on.
So the lights are on. And then you've got to get there. So then you obviously are back.
Yeah. Naked. But you're lying. You're not under the blankets.
No, you can't be under the blanket.
You're not teasing a little bit by hiding some of the...
You obviously got your underwear on. You're doing it slowly.
What kind of underwear are we talking about here?
Jockey. You know, please, it's not, nothing. Just normal.
Oh, it's just normal. Okay.
What would you do then?
You were trying to draw a mental picture.
I can't wear a G-string. It'd look like candy floss. Are you crazy? I mean, it'd be like having tooth floss up my ass. I mean, that's ridiculous. But let's be serious. And he's hot. This other person.
Oh, of course he is.
And so they look like a specimen. They look like they came from, you know, from another planet.
From a cover shoot.
And I look like I just came from like a like beached.
Is this a guy that you've known for a long time?
Let's not go into the details.
No, I'm curious.
That long. Right. But you know,
are you seeing each other or is it
kind
just...
Kind of-ish.
Are you just kind of feeling each other out at the moment?
Well, we weren't feeling... you were feeling yourself out that day, but that's a whole other story.
Okay, so you're kind of just getting to know each other.
Well, we know each other, so it's been there. So this is why we prepped it and we said, okay, let's do this.
So does this mean that you have to fly up and down to Cape Town the whole time or you were going to be in Cape Town anyway?
Oh, I'm going to Cape Town for work and I have things to do. But yeah.
I don't want you having your heart broken and then you've wasted all this money on plane tickets.
I know, and on Skype.
But you know, Alan's always got a plan B or something else. I don't think all his eggs are in one basket.
Oh, you mean he may be playing the field?
No, I just think he'll pick himself up and move on.
Ah, Ben, you know me so well. But nevertheless, people could be listening. We don't want to reveal too much stuff. But here is the thing.
Alan, that genie's out of that Skype bottle.
Big penis?
Let's move on.
Come on, answer the question. People want to know.
We're not going into the stuff.
People want to know. They're sending me messages.
I will tell you.
How big is this guy's penis?
I will say the one thing. You see, I'm starting to slip over my tongue.
Yeah.
I will say one thing, though, Gareth, and it's interesting, is that at certain angles, it looks much bigger.
Yes.
Okay.
You see, so that, you know, when you look, I tell you something, it can add 10 pounds. Do you know what I'm telling?
10 pounds just to the penis.
Well, remember the direction you're coming in it.
Sweet you, Lord, Jesus.
Because you're hitting, because you want to get that particular piece
right. Yeah.
In the video.
Yes.
Best light.
You want that. Yeah. That's what your vibe is.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to see your smile.
No.
Do you understand? I don't want to see your face.
Right.
I'm not interested in your earlobes.
Okay, no. But you can't. Let me understand. When you're doing,
you've got to try it.
When you're doing this WhatsApp or Skype sex, you can only fit the genitals or the face.
No, if you do a long shot,
you get the whole thing in.
Well, it depends. If you can put it like by your knee at that angle, then you get a whole body shot.
You can put it by your knee.
The phone.
Well, you put the phone.
How do you control that? You need a selfie stick.
My buddy, please help me. Please help me.
No, you're doing fine.
Do you understand what
no,
I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're
so
saying.
So you put this by your...
Yes.
Down there.
Right.
Okay. Even if you had to put it by
because
your feet.
Because everybody knows that when you are filming or taking a picture from the bottom up, everything looks bigger.
Yes,
enlarged.
And it's coming... Correct. Yes. And your face looks small because you're going for a... Yeah, correct. And
so
that's,
you look like you're shaped like a Johannesburger bottle.
So correct. So what you want to do, the idea here, is that you want to go from a lower angle so that you see across from the genitalia right the, all the way up. Do you understand?
Yes.
And then, of course, while you...
Do you understand?
Why are you getting amorous in the world? Stop it. Why are you getting... Let me go back to... This is technical stuff.
I'm interested. Go on.
Why are you getting... Then now you want to get excited. So now you want to give some close-ups.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Okay. Yes.
But remember, you're busy with one hand.
Mm.
And you need to have the other hand doing close-ups. It gets very... It is quite fun.
You really need to be like that Indian deity with the many arms. Ganesha, you need to have many arms.
This is why you need a video blog, Alan.
That's
you can
you
describe
a,
all of this.
You need a selfie stick.
Can you explain, because here, for example, Anushka says, will Flaming Alan Ford please join Jonty and Tama on the sex show on Friday so we can have a guide to WhatsApp sex? Teach us. We are your students. Well, Anushka, we're covering a lot of it now.
Well, so. Anushka, and this is quite important to you, is understand something, is that this was a first-time experience, and with my television production skills,
yes. You're trying to optimize.
I tried to try different things.
Yeah.
But I must tell you, I think a computer would be better. I don't know why. I just have this feeling, but we'll try it out.
it's more professional, firstly.
For one thing, you'd have both of your hands available to you instead of just one.
Ah, good point. Mm. Good point. Mm. That's very true.
Yes.
Oh, you see.
See?
My buddy, you sure you haven't tried this?
No, I haven't.
Would you try it?
I don't want to see myself.
Yeah, that little picture, but you know, then you could just put a little sticker over that. And
you could put a sticker over it.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I mean, it's in the distance.
But
the
kind of
block it out.
You need to see yourself.
You know, it's like when you're watching a dirty video online and then there's a strap line and there's a funny thing, and you just block it out. You know, they give you a little advert in the corner, you just block that out. So that's you've got to have to just think like that.
I don't know. I think
like
I
a ticker
would...
tape.
I think I would burst out laughing if I saw myself and how pathetic I actually look when I think I'm not sexy.
No, you're very hard on yourself. First of all, you want that.
So is Alan.
Alan's hard. He's not hard on himself.
This is very, very rude, guys. Mubs, I'm trying to be very professional here.
You need to see yourself. I'll tell you why, because then you can improve the angle. You don't know. You might look bad, and then you lean back, and you put your head down, and you look even worse.
But the worst is that coming up for that facial close-up, lying down, and you look like a – I look like a putter. I look like a proper frog.
Coming up for the facial close-up.
You know, because you also want to show a bit of lips, and then you move it down.
There's always levels with you, I got to say.
But you have to – come on. Ben, you know, think about it. You're in – let's say, Ben, you're at the World Cup.
And the World Cup of Skype sex?
No, wait.
There's a World
and
Cup?
And your girlfriend is at home.
Yes.
And you wouldn't give it a shot, a FaceTime thing?
I don't know. I suppose I'd gauge where she would be on it. You know, if she's got stuff to do, I'm not going to.
Guys, let's be honest. Has anyone had phone sex yet?
Yeah. Phone sex, we've all done.
So it's the same concept.
Yeah, but I get
visuals.
It. Yes, we want visuals. Also,
because the visuals are better because it enhances the experience, I would imagine.
I mean, especially for men, we're very visually stimulated.
He's not a stranger. I didn't just go find somebody. No. It's a night time.
But there are people who do that.
Well, I'm not one of those.
These cam girls, or I suppose cam boys, these are very, very well-known people. A lot of them are celebrities.
Well,
they've taken over from porn stars.
I was watching program on BBC called Judge Rinder. And they had a...
Judge Rinder?
Yes, you must watch it. It's very interesting. I actually met him on the... But in Cape Town recently. Right, okay. But Judge Rinder was doing a case, and this guy is making a fortune, this youngster, by offering this online video stuff. Mm. And people pay him, and then they all watch him doing his vibe alone.
He will play with himself. Well, yeah,
I haven't seen it before, but this is what they were saying on the television.
Okay. Tell me you didn't look him up afterwards.
I actually didn't. Really? Believe it or not. No, I've got my own. I can just do it myself with another person. Why must I go to some private
don't
person?
Don't get defensive. I'm just
paying money. How silly. Right. Who's got time for that? Anyway, so I think you should try it. I mean, I just think that if you have a long-distance person, it's an option.
So what is your equipment here? You've got a
camera. I think you need a selfie stick.
Oh, yeah, but hang on. It's not a camera. You've got your iPad.
Your iPad or cell phone or your laptop.
All right.
I would really recommend the laptop because I think you have a point.
I mean, unless you're going to put that iPad on a stand, I would not use the iPad because the iPad actually requires both hands.
Well, it
depends, because it's that much bigger.
Well, you know where the conch in your leg, where your knee is? You could always put it there.
But it's just so massive in your one hand.
Yeah, so that's how the cell phone could... Cell phone could be very easy. Yes.
That's something new to you.
What?
That it's so massive in your one hand.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Yeah.
So you just need that.
Guys, I'm trying to give you technical...
You need good lighting, you need an iPad, you need the right positioning.
And right angle, please, because you can look terrible. I mean that. My stomach looked like it was going to explode.
And
at
if
one point,
people are keen to learn more, what's your Skype ID?
No. Guys, can I will say this, though.
Yeah.
It's better than going, if you're in a good relationship, it's better than going out and messing around.
Yeah.
You can't get a disease from it.
No.
Okay. Which is quite cool. And most importantly, at least you can be intimate if you're at long distance.
Also, it's just funny. It's like one of those bonding things because you know it's going to be bad, right? But if you're with someone you like, you'll laugh about it and then it'll just be funny.
We loved it, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we said we can't wait to do it the next time, but I mean, we don't have to because obviously...
You almost don't want to be too good at it because then it becomes clinical. You want to be fumbly and awkward.
Yeah, but it's really fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have music?
I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, it's creating a vibe. You're getting a whole mood going.
I mean, Gareth, they're not lighting candles. The hell, you're just getting it on. Finished. You're just finding the person that you like across the camera and say, let's get this thing
on.
It's like, do you play music when you have phone sex? You go, no, you don't. You don't. You do not do that.
No.
You just go, baby, what are you doing right now? And that's exactly. And now you just don't have to ask what you're doing because you can see what they do.
If you did have music, what song would you have? Because Sia, we found out this morning, Sia had a previous life. And I could think this would be the best song for it. If you had to do any kind of phone or Skype or WhatsApp sex situation, this would be the music. Right? You'd want this.
It's a bit too dainty for me.
Sia wrote this in his previous life as Serge Gainsborough.
It's a bit dainty.
Oh, you don't like that?
No, it's a bit dainty.
Okay, what would you prefer? Really?
No, not really.
Are you so stereotypical? No,
I'm
telling me.
And I'm kidding.
Is this your music, Al? Is this what you mean? This one?
Din, din, din.
All right, well, what a fascinating discussion.
Anyway.
All right, very good. Just, what are you doing on the Unview today?
We've got Helen Dubois coming in. We've got a star from Singing in the Rain coming in. We've got some really fun stuff happening on the show. Yeah. We're talking about the Fluta Cup Awards that are happening in
the
Cape Town.
What?
Fluta Cup. It's the ladies of the Western Cape.
What events have you been to lately that you can make us jealous about?
I love the Mum Champagne event. I thought that was great. That was the...
The Met.
Cape Town, right? Yeah. Mm.
I've kind of calmed down on all that stuff.
Yeah, but you pick and choose.
Pick and choose. But I prefer hanging with people and doing some fun things.
Yeah, okay. Where are the fun people these days? You know.
Ellen's computer.
Yeah, they're all on Skype, huh? Yeah,
listen, Cape Town's rocking. Cape Town's doing really well. I mean, I love it there. I think Cape Town's got such a vibe. But then come April, the whole place is dead.
Well, there's no water come April.
Yeah, April, people are going to be...
No, the rain comes, so please God, there's water. But,
wow.
There's so many great things happening. South Africa's rocking, which I think is great. I was invited to the opening of Parliament.
Are you upset you didn't go?
I am so thrilled I didn't go. What a ridiculous thing, wasn't it? That was crazy. And then yes, that's and then of course we had your funeral.
You could have sat next to Patricia DeLille, and you could have been tear gassed if you'd went to the opening of Parliament. Okay, so Joost's funeral.
That was the funniest thing, by the way. I just want to say, for a former president, Thabo Mbeki to get tear gassed.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's kind of crazy.
Al, you went to the Joost funeral. Did you speak there?
Because
you and Joost were pretty close. You used to party together.
We spent a lot of time together, and I saw him a lot before he died.
Yeah, you guys went to Dubai and did a whole lot of stuff.
I went to the – there was a very private memorial. Gavin Voorhees did speaking with the pastor. It was brilliant. Yeah. It was very, very sad. It was actually a very draining day, the whole day, because then we went to Loftus and it had 10,000 supporters, and that was, of course, he had a provincial state funeral, which, you know, the president gives you that. I've never been to one of those before. I've been to a state funeral.
Yes.
It was a beautiful send off. It was sad. I sat with these kids for some time. Amore had, spoke beautifully. I think a lot of it was actually all the truth, and I think it was a great way for someone to say goodbye. So that was that. It was really sad.
Obviously, funerals are sad, but I mean,
but it was incredible to see the whole 95 squad there, Ben, to see people like Khabos, who came from
Mauritius.
And certain players, I mean, they had all the captains of the Springboks there, from John Smith to, what's his name? All of them. Help me.
He doesn't know any.
I know them. It's just needed me right now. But it's, so they had all, it really was beautiful. Francois Pienaar, they had John Smith, they had Victor Matfield, they had people like, Corne Krieger. Yeah.
There was a who's who of rugby.
But it was very solemn, and of course it was their team, and that team came together to say goodbye, which I thought was just beautiful.
How many of that team are still going?
None of them. they're all retired.
It's a tough story, that.
No, but I mean, not playing rugby. Oh, obviously. They're alive. Old men.
Oh, no, they're all alive. A couple of, I think only three have actually passed away. But I mean, Ben can give you those facts.
Wow.
But so it was a sad week, so yeah. But otherwise, yeah, the Cape Town's going to be fun this week. We've got the Fiesta Awards with CakeNet. Right. Which is good.
Very good.
And then, of course, we've got Ben coming with next week to the opening of the...
Yeah, I'm actually going to Cape Town with Alan.
Yeah, he's coming with me, which is going to be so much fun.
Daniela must be thrilled.
No, but it's going to be fun. We're in the Right Rock Box. We're watching Stormers versus the Bulls.
All right.
Which is going to be fun. Okay. Who are you supporting?
Well, the Stormers are... I'm from Cape Town, so...
Oh, you're going to go mad. And we're going to go visit, meet and greet afterwards. Yay.
Jeepers, Alan, look at you turning
that's
it on.
So much fun. And there's such
nice guys.
What
happens in these boxes? You have it catered. You get
drunk.
You drink and eat as much as you want. And
yes, and then you have fun and you dance and it's going to be cool.
All right.
Listen, you were supposed to come, but you got something going on.
Yeah, I lied. I don't really. I just don't want to go.
Oh, that's very ugly.
You
would have had fun. Anyway, we'll see you later.
All right, Al. Thank you.
There Cheers,
you
guys.
Alan Ford, everyone. The Unview next. I'm so glad that we managed to repurpose Sia's theme music to Alan.
It's in a much better place now, I think.
Yeah, way better. All right, let me wrap it up for us this morning, and we will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9. Tomorrow's Friday. Woohoo! All right, here's what you need to know. The un-news, followed by the un-view. All right. Important information. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Here it is. Let's start with the Sona discussion and the debates carry on. The EFF are preparing for their return to the House, suspended from participation following their actions during the president's speech. They have been using the time on the sidelines productively. Some members of the EFF have been learning martial arts. Some have been doing CrossFit. Some have been arguing with old Jewish women on Sea Point Promenade. Bottom line is, they're coming back fighting. And in other news, ETV feel people don't care about primetime news anymore, so they'd prefer to show soapies in that time slot. ICASA says this would contravene their license, though. They're not allowed to do it. They're now forced to try and sex up their bulletins, so expect Jeremy Maggs to appear in nipple caps and crazy glasses very soon. And finally, Orlando Pirates are still yet to be punished for their pitch-invading fans over the weekend. Nobody is questioning this in the media, though. Someone tried to, but then accidentally slipped, tripped, and fell underneath Ivan Kozar's car. Sure. Gotta be careful. That just happens way too often. All right. Very good. Have an excellent day. We will speak to you tomorrow. Alan Ford next.
cliffcentral.com.